The region of Provence in the south of France is known for olive oil, lavender, garlicky foods, and his master painter, Paul Cézanne. His death 100 years ago will be observed with art exhibits in Washington and his hometown, where a year of Cézanne will be celebrated. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg visited the place where Cézanne grew up.
3 p.m. in Aix-en-Provence. Kids pour out of Paul Cézanne's old high school. Kids like this jeered at the older Cézanne, trudging through town with his gray beard, paint-stained clothes. They threw stones at him.
Yeah, he was really rejected.
Jean Ibarra of the tourist office in Aix, it's spelled A-I-X.
The inhabitants considered him as a kind of lunatic, someone who is difficult to understand.
Cézanne was a loner, had fits of anger, slashed his canvases, hated his family, the nastiest people in the world, he called them. They didn't want Paul to be an artist, but my guide, Caroline Bernard, says that didn't stop the boy.
So, Caroline, would Cézanne have walked along this street from high school?
Yes, to go to the Museum Granet here, because it was the school of drawing.
So he walked this way to go to his art class?
Yes, exactly.
The strong light of Provence gilds the museum where young Paul copied formal, careful master drawings. Once Cézanne developed his own style, the director of the ex-museum banned his paintings.
Henri Pontier said, "Until I'm alive, no Cézanne works will hang in my museum." Aix was very conservative, and Cézanne was too modern.
Cézanne's art was considered to be, indeed was, extremely radical at the time.
Philip Conisby is senior curator at Washington's National Gallery.
He was understood by a small circle in Paris. The Impressionists, Gauguin collected his work. But here in this sleepy provincial town, he was seen as pretty wild.
Des poivrons verts, des poivrons jaunes, des haricots rouges, des haricots verts.
The farmers market in Aix supplied the fruits Cézanne painted. He arranged them carefully. He put coins underneath. So this pear was a fraction higher than that one. This orange leaned just so near that apple. Cézanne built patterns of fruit to paint their architecture, their structure.
Yes, you couldn't really imagine biting into one of his apples. That's absolutely true. Yet at the same time, they seem to have the quintessence of appleness.
Philip Conisby says the early still lifes were stolid and dull. Then Cézanne learned to loosen his brush stroke and flirt it around the canvas, like the Impressionists. But Cézanne went beyond Impressionism.
He once said that he wanted to make of Impressionism something solid and lasting, like the art of the museums.
Impressionism gave us the moment. Cézanne gave us the eternity. Four years before he died, Cézanne built a studio on the edge of Aix. High ceilings, a window wall for northern light, two easels, his paint boxes, palettes.
Isn't this a wonderful place?
Oh, you've entered his world here.
Yeah. No, you still feel his presence here. It's really extraordinary. Of course, there are even some fragments of paintings that you can just see.
But also things he painted. There are some jugs, some tables, the little cherub there.
On pegs along one wall, his bowler hat, a smock, his black coat. In this studio, Cézanne painted his last, most memorable works. Bathers, a theme for decades. Nude young men, and as my guide Caroline Bernard puts it,
the naked bathing ladies.
Just as you wouldn't want to eat Cézanne's apples, you don't want to touch his naked bathing ladies, or men. They are too monumental. Matisse, 30 years Cézanne's junior, saw those bathers and changed his own way of painting. Picasso, 42 years younger, saw them and created the first cubist work, naked ladies, not bathing, but angled and outrageous. Picasso called Cézanne the father of us all. Not far from Cézanne's studio, visible from his window, the noble limestone mountain that obsessed the artist on some 80 canvases.
I'm walking up at the very bottom of Mont Saint-Victoire on a perfect sunny day, and that mountain is looming in front of me, chalk white where the sun hits it, gray where there are clouds. When he was a young boy, Cézanne and his friends used to climb this mountain, but when he became a man, He didn't climb it anymore. He painted it over and over and over again.
Cézanne was painting near his beloved Mont-Saint-Victoire when a thunderstorm soaked him. 67 years old, diabetic and frail, he was found unconscious and carried home in the back of a laundry cart. A few days later, he died. Today in Aix, a bearded fellow with long gray hair and a strong resemblance to the artist portrays Cézanne in festivals and films.
Vous êtes Monsieur Cézanne?
Oui, je n'aurais pas cette prétention-là.
He had to learn how to paint for the role, but he's not a painter. He sells cheese, goat cheese, in the market. But there's a real Monsieur Cézanne in Aix, too.
My name is Philippe Cézanne, and I am the great-grandson of the artist.
Everything his great-grandfather was not, charming, sociable, handsome, Philippe Cézanne will represent the family's interests during this year of Cézanne in Provence. The area is expecting many visitors, and the town of Aix, which had little use for the artist during his lifetime, hopes for a Cézanne bonanza in the centenary of his death.
What do you think he would make of all this celebration now?
Well, I think he would laugh about all that. Because I think he would thought it was too much.
Laugh, says Philippe Cézanne, and be quite pleased. His great-grandfather was a complicated man, Philippe says. Shy, gruff, proud, like a lot of us. The art Paul Cézanne created in Provence goes on view at the National Gallery of Art in Washington starting January 29th. It returns to Aix-en-Provence in June. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
To see some of Cézanne's artwork, go to NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.